Hi, it's DGAF. And this is season 4 of Sessions. Let's get it this year. Let's save the princess, right? Sound guy, who works harder than us, man? Sunday?
Yeah.
Week 13 of 50. Happy birthday, DGAF community. The session plus scoreboard check, part 2. It's a little after 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April 7th. I'm at the Venetian, a couple hours into a 2-5 session, and I'm stuck around $500 after running awfully and not playing my best either. If you recall from part 1, I've been on my phone all day, making lots of plans for a DGAF community meetup, which starts tomorrow. And making these plans and organizing all these people is something I love doing, but also it isn't super conducive to playing well. So what? Let's get back to the session. Okay, the next note is the unlucky rich guy is tilting overtly on my right. He has C-changed, probably to change his luck, and you could tell he was unhappy before. He's the one that flopped top 2 and got 2-outed by fake Barry before I got 2-outed by fake Barry, and now he's verbalizing his frustrations, and I understand it, right? I feel it too, but I'm thinking, well, you know, you're unlucky rich guy. Imagine you're me. Unlucky poor guy. And this shit, this poker decides, you know, if you're homeless or not, or if your kids are become homeless, all that. So I'm just thinking, I understand this guy, and just couldn't imagine if he had to, if this was his job, he would be really fucked. And you know who books a nice win? The ass checker. Well, she's a sweet, classy grandma who I'm pretty sure was checking out my ass. And as mentioned, I don't wear underwear, and sometimes my pants go down low, so maybe I had the plumber's crack going. Pretty sure she was checking it out for a while. She's sweet, and remember she got in there with Jack 3 offsuit and just played another hand. Pretty insane, and she booked a nice win. Good for her when she's gone. And I'm the button straddle. I have King 8 offsuit, and the North Face Pro opens. And it takes so much restraint for me to not 3-bet here. And if we're deeper, yeah, I'm going to. But we're not, you know, with a straddle on, we're at most 100 big blinds deep. So I'm just going to fold. And I did. And then I finally got a hand to get unstuck with. Pocket aces. Yeah. And I look down at these aces. And then I look up at my opponents, right? Like, let's get some action in here. Well, at this point, the North Face Pro is standing up. He has way more than 1,000. I probably have 1,000 because I've added on a million times. And he's standing up. I don't know what if he's going to take a piss or what. So he's not going to be involved. The tight fish is back to his tight ways. He's sitting there calmly with a perfect stack of 150. Like all the little marks lined up on the side. Just going straight up in one tower. He folds. The unlucky rich guy limps, thank God. I popped to $25 with my aces. There's a new hotshot on my left, but he's still getting situated. He's not ready to battle yet. He folds. The younger lady is winning now, and she's on her phone, so no need for her to mix it up. This new mog who just opened Jack 9 offsuit under the gun, he lets his hand go. Big Hurt is on tilt. He lets his hand go. And shit, it's back to the unlucky rich guy, and he calls $20 more with $120 behind. So I'm not getting unstuck, but also at worst, I'm only getting stuck another 145. I have aces in position. The flop comes 10-6-6, rainbow, and this guy disgusted checks, and it's pretty sincere. He's going to fold if I bet, so I check, and the turn is a 7 of diamonds. And now he bets 20 with $100 behind. And now it's 10, 6, 6, 7. And what's out there? You know, if I go all in, he's getting 2-1 on a call, and I do, and he folds, and he grabs his, he had a backpack. Maybe it is his job, but no, it's not. I don't think. And he walks away. Okay. So the next hand of note is my button straddle, 7-deuce offsuit. And this new guy goes to 15, which is only $5 more than I have on the button. And everyone calls except for Big Hurt. So I put $5 more in with 7-deuce offsuit. Don't judge me. And the flop comes ace-jack-9, rainbow. And they check to me, and legit, they seem disinterested. So I pot it, and I win. And this is my main edge in live poker, is just being hyper-perceptive and sensitive to what's going on with others. And no one, the way everyone checked, just like I could see it, and no one was interested, and just bet pot, you know, just to fold out a 9 and whatever else, and, you know, just pick up a nice pot. I mean, pick up like, you know, 60, 70 bucks. Not bad. And then I manufacture 2 babies, just like real life. Okay, and so now I stole with 7-deuce, and I manufactured 2 babies, which is just kind of isolate someone and c-bet a good flop, or delayed c-bet a good board, whatever, the basic shit. So I deserve an under-the-gun straddle, and I do it. And it folds around to the tight fish, and he calls from the big blind. I've queen-8 offsuit. I've been a little too active to raise here. His stack is short. I'm going to check, and I can win this hand later. Right, I'm in position against him. It comes ace-5-3, and he fires, and I fold. Okay, and now he opens, and I call. And someone else had straddled, and I call with king-queen. And the flop came 9-9-3. Is that correct? Yeah, 9-9-3, and he bet, and I folded my king-queen, and Big Hurt stuffed on him with pocket deuces, and. I don't know if the tight fish had rebought at this point, but it was a decent-sized pot, and the tight fish had jacks. So I just flatted correctly against him with king-queen, and then a 9-9-3 I folded, and Big Hurt stuffed deuces on him, and they turned over their hands, and the river was a deuce. So it's nice for the Big Hurt. Frank Thomas, White Sox, hell of a slugger. Okay, and now I have 9-8 of clubs. So some people will say don't button straddle, that it's, you know, negative EV. I don't think it is in these games against this competition with my skill set. I don't. But also it gives me content because I could just be folding for hours. And I wouldn't fold this hand no matter what, 9-8 of clubs. But I check 4 ways, and the flop comes queen-queen-7 with no clubs. And they check to me, and they look disinterested, and I look at the high hand board to see what it is, and I want them to see me doing this, and I bet small, and I win. And I wrote, I'm such a cheese dick. No, it's kind of true. It's just a little subtle Hollywood job, just to, you know, so there's a screen that has the high hand for the half hour, and whoever wins it gets $300. And when it comes queen-queen-7, you have 8-9. You're obviously not going to make the high hand, but if you look up there, people think you have a queen. Maybe it's just worth the little cheese dick acting job. And then I wrote, I flopped 3 sets on Easter, and I flopped none in the 3 million sessions surrounding it. I think I'm religious now. Okay. And I open set pocket 7s, and only Big Hurt defends. And here we go. Let's flop a set. Ace-8-3. No set. Well, he checks. I bet tiny. He folds. I win. Okay. And when I bet tiny, I'm not. So I just like betting in position on flops, and usually small. And it's not like I'm betting for information. But what's interesting is these tiny bets do yield me so much information by the way people call, right? If they call fast, they have a dog shit hand. If they, you know, they'll raise a good hand, a good amount. They fold massive amounts of equity. It's just a, yeah, it's just a, you know, that's a horrible flop for sevens, ace-8-3. If you get called, you're in trouble. Well, not really, because you can get called quickly, and that's an 8, and then they're going to fold on the turn. I don't know. It's time for my best play. And this one is, it might be a little optimistic to call it my best play. And some of you might flame me for calling it my best play, but I'm going to call it my best play. I'm the under the gun straddle. So trying to get the game going, trying to get unstuck. I got to book wins. That's part of my deal on the scoreboard. And I know listeners are sick of me losing, right? And they're more sick of it than I am. And so, you know, I lost some patrons when I was running horrible, losing and had Corona. And I got to get some back. I got to get some new patrons. I got to keep the ones I got. So I decided I'm only booking wins now. So, you know, and when you're stuck, you got to get the game just up a little bit. And yeah, so I'm the under the gun straddle with 9-3 of hearts. And five people limp and I check. 9-3 of hearts. The flop comes ace, queen, seven with one heart. All six of us check. The turn is a four of hearts. Okay, and I lead 40 into 60, right? I have a flush draw. So I actually have some equity. Everyone check the flop. And, well, the new guy on my left calls and the younger woman calls. Okay, so, all right. And now the river is a brick. I'll suit deuce. And I check and the new guy checks. And she fires $100. And, you know, she's in my blind spot, really, because I'm in the four and she's in the six. So I can't, like, I'm not picking up a bunch off of her every hand. But her line, so I'm just going to focus on her line here. She over-limped. I straddled, and the first person to act limped, and she limped. And she plays a lot of hands. And others limped, and then she checked on ace, queen, seven, just with everyone else. And then when the turn brought flush draw, four, I bet someone called, and she flatted. And now she is firing 100 on a brick river. Well, such a huge part of her range is 5-6. And, yeah, it's turned open-ended. And, yeah, I don't know. It's not great calling $100 with nine high, but just, you know, you go with what you have. And sometimes you have physical tells. Sometimes you have, you know, players' tendencies a bunch. Sometimes you just have their line, right? And this line reps 6-5 pretty hard. I call and the other guy folds and she has ace queen. So it was, she didn't have 6-5. I called $100 with nine high. She had top two. Many of you will think that's horrible. That's okay. The reason it's my best play is because I just followed through. And when I follow through on whatever I deduce at the table, I do very well. And when I'm running bad, I start to second guess and it turns into a shit show, right? Well, a lot of a person's range here with her line is 6-5. So much of it that I can call with nine high. And yeah, I don't know. So she played her hand interestingly and she got $100 extra and she faded a flush draw and whatever else the other guy had, and good for her. But I actually called 2000 with seven high one time way back in the day. And I was wrong again, but I've also called so many times with horrible hands and been right, right? Like overall, you just got to go with what you come up with, right? And sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's knowing the person inside and out, and sometimes you just, all you have is their line, right? And she played ace queen very weird, and yeah, and she, you know, the bulk of her range is still 6-5, so it's, yeah, I don't know. I call it my best play because I have not been following through lately, and I followed through. I don't know. And go ahead and flame me if you want. The button straddle now, and a roach limps the cutoff. So it folds around to some guy who's rich, old, and chill. And he limps the cutoff like a rich, old, and chill man will. And I'm the button straddle, and now this younger woman limps the big blind. Okay, so they each put in 10. I have ace, deuce of diamonds. I go to 50. I will go higher with a worse hand. This is a good hand. It rates to be the best hand. It's suited. It's makes wheels. It's a good hand. Right? She calls and the roach folds. Flop comes 8-6-5 with one diamond. She checks. I bet very small. She calls. The turn's an offsuit jack. Not a good card. She checks. I check back. The river's a seven and she fires. So ran into a straight, and that sucks. She had a 9 and something else, and it's okay. But I wrote fuck this. So I wasn't happy at the table, and you're not always going to be happy in life, I don't think. There are some people are. For what they're called. They're called, like, not mannequins, but maybe, like, panikins or something. They're always happy. And that's, I'm not one of them. But, okay. So if you remember, was this in a Patron only drop? I think it might have been. Dar, Deep Asian Reg. He's on my left on this day, but he's Sar. He's a short Asian reg. So he doesn't have a lot of chips today. And a dealer sits down and she's very pretty and she won't deal poker hands. So I don't know. The Venetian has lots of procedures and she's not going to deal any hands for a while, it looks like. So, but she's very pretty. And the younger lady, she finally does deal a hand. And it is my button straddle. Is it my button straddle? It's not my button straddle. It is. Oh, it's my my big blind. I have Jack 7 suited. And oh no, I'm sorry. It's my under the gun straddle. I have Jack 7 of spades. And she limps and others limp, right? And I know she can limp a big hand. And the flop comes King Jack 7. Nice. Flopped bottom two. And I have a perfect image to flop two pair against. And she fires. She fires a nice size on the pot. I just call on King Jack 7. I have bottom two against probably top pair. And I'll just, you know, because there's not any cards that can come that can really kill my action. You know, and if a king comes, I just lose the minimum. Well, the turn card's great. It's a deuce. And I checked again, and she bets, and I check raise her, right? Not huge, just check raise, build this nice pot. And she calls, and I'm gonna get her stack on the river. I don't think, you know, she can fold to me on most rivers. Well, the river's a deuce, and I just check, and she checks back, and she has aces. So this was a nice size pot. It was going to get me going in the right direction. It went the wrong direction. I straddled. They limped just like they always do. Sometimes I squeeze. Sometimes I don't. I had Jack 7 suited. It's fine to just see a flop. And it came King Jack 7. Check. She pots. Gets back to me. Call. And the turn's a beautiful card. It's a deuce. Check. She bets. I, you know, like 3X her. She calls. And I'm going to get her stack on the river. Just put, give me like a... Well, a 7 would be the most beautiful card, but a 3, a 4, a 5, you know, any of those cards. Well, I get countered from the river. It's a deuce. I check, and she checks back, and I turn over my hand, and she has aces. And then she's out of there. So she books a nice win, too, and not running well. Yeah. And then I have pocket deuces in a with 100 in the middle, and the north face. So the grinder pro... seems like a nice enough guy, had squeezed to like, you know, 35, and I called, and someone else called, and I'm in position with deuces, and it came 8-6-5, and he fired big, which is interesting. I just folded. So we're now three-handed, and so why is that? Because everybody that sat down, except for the unlucky rich guy, and I guess Big Hurt, but everyone else won. And when people win in red chip hell, they go, right? Both of the women, the one that was, you know, the ass checker booked a nice win, was gone. Like, I guess these people, the average winning session in hell is like 45 minutes. People will stay if they're losing. I don't know, but we're three-handed. And I give props to North Face because this guy's up a shit ton. He's been running like the sun and he's still playing shorthanded. He didn't hit and run. Thank God, right? And he's probably a pro. Let me take a sip of this grape Zevia. All right. So, wow, I took a little too much there. Ah, kind of hurt my, lungs? How do you hurt your lungs gulping a soda? Oh, okay. It's a, it's dark in my granny flat right now. Working hard to get these out, to get caught up from the coronavirus. And anyways, where the fuck are we? We're three-handed, but they don't want to play. They want to wait for more players. So I have a straddle sitting on the button and just sitting there. And this is similar to, I believe it was Valentine's night where I was playing at Caesars and the dealer wouldn't deal. And my two chips were just sitting on the button. Well, this reminds me of that. And I just wrote, I have not won as much as I'm stuck right now in months. And that's frustrating. And then finally, we deal a hand. And what happens? Okay, this is kind of cool. So someone comes back, I guess, like a new mog. The guy opened Jack 9 offsuit. Well, they limp. And I'm the button straddle. And I have King 7 offsuit. I make it 60. And I can't, you know. King 7 offsuit's fine to make it 60 with against these guys in this game. And that guy called. The guy who had opened Jack 9 offsuit earlier, and that's really all I know about him. He calls, and he has $250 behind, right? So we have 120 in there, and the other person folded. And 250 behind, and the flop comes ace, 10, deuce, all spades. I have the king of spades. Beautiful fucking flop, right? You're going to rep the ace anyways. You got the backup plan of the nut flush draw. And anyways, so he checks to me, and I calmly bet 60 again, and he goes all in. And obviously, I snap call with the nut flush draw, and he has pocket fives with a five of spades. So it's a flip. I'm a slight favorite. The turn's a five, and then the river's a jack of spades. So got it in as a slight favorite and won. And that's nice. And it's not going to get me unstuck, but it's going to get me going in the right direction. All right, and then the next note is I missed the flop flush draw, and I lost $100. And then I ordered two Heinekens because I got dinner coming up, right? It's Brandon Shaq Harris's birthday, and the plan is to go to dinner at 8 p.m. And that's coming up. It's 7:40 or whatever. And Dar, who's Sar today, right? Because he's short stack. He was deep. He's an Asian reg. He seems very chill, and you just recognize him, right? He's always in there. And he was deep the day before on the Patron-only drop. Well, he's short today. And he doesn't chop with the guy that I beat because he's going – the guy I just beat who reloaded because he's going for the high hand. That's interesting. So they're going to – they're just going to put $5 each in. They're going to rake that shit, and they're going to try and go for a high hand. Really interesting strategy, but I don't know. And I tipped the dealer $1 for no reason. And just, I think, because she's so, this dealer was super pretty. And like, when you're frustrated and you know, tilted and stuck and in red chip hell, it's just nice to have some beauty in hell. And I tipped her $1. And I think there was like a rack fill or whatever. And I don't know, it was just kind of, the dollar just kind of squirted out of my hand. Happens. I don't know if that's wrong or not. Yeah. So, now, sometimes you have to pay it forward. This dealer deals me king-queen. And Sar opens. And it's a shallow Asian reg. And I call with king-queen. Flop comes king-queen X. Two-tone. Wow. Pretty good. Check. He bets. I check raise. He's all in. He has $225, right? And he has king-10. So it's going to be real hard for him to beat me. I have king, queen, and he has king, 10, and it's king, queen, X. And I hold, right? I fade the runner, and I get his $225, and he's gone. And we're three-handed again, and it's now North Face is gone. It's me and two recreational players, and one of them is my accomplice because I ordered two Heinekens because I'm going to dinner, and it's going to take a while to get seated, and you just want to, you always want to leave the poker table with free beers, right? And, but you can't get two, you need an accomplice. One of the players says, yeah, I'm taking one. And the guy, you know, but he gives you like the wink, like, I'm not drinking this, I'll hold it for you. That's my accomplice. He's a cool recreational player. And the guy on my left now is a cool recreational player. And I said, you know, I got to go to dinner in about 15 minutes. You guys just want to play, the three of us until then. And hopefully people will see us playing and fill the seats for you guys. And I said, and I'm stuck. I said, I'll come back after dinner too, because I need to get a win. Oh, I didn't tell him that part, but yeah. So, and they say, yeah. And so I'm the button straddle with You know, it's just 2-5-10. I have king 10, they limp, I pop it, and I flop top pair. It's 10xx all clubs, and my accomplice leads into me, and it just seems so strong. Like I get a twinge in my head. I don't have a club. I just fold, and the other guy folds, and he shows a flush. So it was a good fold. And then I have ace 10. I pop it. They both call, and I flop. Cindy, what did I flop? That's right. But interestingly, in this hand, my accomplice made a boat and the other guy made a trip, so a cooler. And my accomplice just called the other guy down with a boat, said, I have to call. And the guy turned over like trips with a good kicker, and he turned over a boat. And wow, what a good spot I'm in three-handed, even though I have to go in 10, 15 minutes. So I straddle the button again, and this time, you know, they both call every time I raise, and this time I go for it, and I win. And I bluff one more hand, and then it's time for me to go. It's 8 p.m., and I grab my Heineken that's in front of me and the one that's in front of my accomplice, and I say, good luck, guys. I'm going to dinner. I will be back later. I got to get a W. Well, I don't tell them that, but, you know, people want to hear me win. So I've already decided I'm only booking wins from now on. It's just, that's binding. So I'm coming back. I don't care. And so dinner left at 8 and got back at 11:30. So a very nice dinner at Sushi Samba, and plenty of drinks too. And yeah, but you know what? I don't know. I can play fine when I'm drinking, usually, unless I get too overserved. But I haven't even, you know, this is the first time I've had a buzz in weeks because I had coronavirus mainly, and then I've just been trying to catch up on work. And yeah, so I come back and I get a seat in a 1-3 game. I'm on the list for 2-5, and everyone limps my big blind, and I give the speech. I give the, oh my God, I cannot believe this is my first hand. I cannot believe it. And I'm going to pop it, and that's just going to work. I had 7-6 clubs, so I actually couldn't believe it, and they all fold. And those speeches are fine sometimes that people, you know, they're going to work. They're kind of funny. I didn't show. It entertains myself, right? Like, oh my God, I can't believe this is my first hand, right? And it just takes any doubt out of your opponent's minds that, oh wow, this guy does have a big hand. And I did. I had 7-6 of clubs. And then, you know, so I did have a little buzz. I wrote fold and miss and fold and straddle and miss and miss and fold and straddle. So I'm a poet at heart, and I had some cocktails in me. And then I was in this 1-3 game waiting for 2-5, and everybody limps. And then this beautiful Armenian woman makes it 20. She's made some appearances in this podcast. And three people call, and I call with pocket threes. I just limped along with that because I'm awesome, right? And it comes 8-6 deuce, almost. And, you know, some awesome player fired, and I folded, and I got a seat in 2-5. So there really are awesome players in 1-3, like characters. I definitely would have a lot more fun in 1-3 than 2-5. 2-5 people are trying to pay bills in Vegas. Not so much in California, but because the rake's too high. But they're trying to pay bills. And so that's fine. It is what it is. But the 1-3, you have all these characters and you got beautiful women. And like, but I had to go to 2-5. I got to get unstuck. And two characters at my table in this 2-5 game, from, if you're an old school listener, you will remember them very well. One of them is So Lucky, and that's a gentleman, an older Asian gentleman, who I was running death one day, and I finally won a pot, and I didn't get lucky in the hand, really, like the run out was bad, and he said, So Lucky, and I love this guy. And he's sitting deep, and that's rare, or, I mean, it's been a couple years, but yeah, he's deep. That's good. Well, also in my game is the Vietnamese super grinder, and he's not so deep. So things have gone, you know, well, at least in this session for So Lucky, and not well for the Vietnamese super grinder. And I've mentioned him recently He was at one of the video Bach machines, and I like these guys. I mean, So Lucky doesn't like me, I don't think. But Vietnamese Super Grinder does, and they're both friends with that beautiful Armenian woman, and because they've just played a bunch in their characters, and it's great. So I open ace 10 to $15, and the big blind calls, and it comes ace 9-9, and I bet $5, and he smirks and calls, right? He has nothing. And the turn is an ace. Ace is full. He checks. I'm going to check back. Like, I know he's not calling, so hopefully he'll bluff. And the river's an X, and he checks again. I bet another $5. And he crying calls the $5. So I made aces full, but I also only won $25 minus rake and tip. Okay. And then people limped. We're in 2-5 now. And I pop it with ace king. I get two calls, and the flop comes horrible, and I fold. And I lose more than I made with aces full the hand before. And that's okay. And then I wrote, I'm not going to bore you all with the details, but I'm running like dog shit. And then I wrote, that's not great content. It's not. If you are going to you tell the story, you got to tell the story. Okay. So it's my button straddle, and I announced the table. I'm going to fucking win this pot, right? Just in a calm, tilted, been, you know, a little, you know, got some cocktails in me, right? And I'm going to win this pot. I'm going to fucking win this pot. And I look down at King 10, not bad. And the guy on my right, who seems like a playa, like, you know, he's got some chops kind of for, you know, for this level. And he opens at 35. I'm just going to call here, right? Once you announce you're going to win this, and I don't have the image anyways to be three betting light here. So anyways, just call. It's a decent hand. And everyone else folds. The flop comes queen 9-3. And that's a gut shot. And he weak bets, right? And I call. He's not strong, right? And I got a gutter. I got overcard. And the turn is a deuce. And he checks. And now I bet moderate, and he snap calls. Okay, what do I know about snap calls my whole life in No Limit Hold'em, live No Limit? It's a draw. It's a draw, right? So does he have ace 4 or ace 5? That would be a gut shot. No, because he's not even betting that on queen 9-3. He's not insane. So I don't have to worry. So I have a gut shot, right? So he could have jack 10. He could have, that's the bulk of his range, right? Or he could have king 10 also, or he could have king jack. He can't have 5-4. So that's it, right? Well, I know he has a draw, right? That the majority of this is draw. The other part is what? Well, the majority of it's draw anyways. And the river's a 9, queen 9-3, deuce 9, and he checks, and now I check because, you know, I'm not really repping anything betting when that card pairs, and like I already thought I was against a draw, so why do I need to bet here when I have king high? He turns over king jack, fuck. So everything was right, and normally when I'm playing A plus, I will say yeah, well I don't need to bet against jack 10, and but I do need to bet against king 10 and king jack, right? And I don't need to bet a lot. And yeah, but I need to put something. I just didn't go that far down the hole. And I don't know. I told him, you got lucky in a way you will never understand. No, it's just a little boozy. And he just looked at me like, okay. And dear Lord. I had ace 4 in the next one, and it came queen 6, 5, 3, deuce. So I rivered a straight, and my opponent had 7-4. Jesus. Luckily, the backdoor flush draw got there, and he just called me. Yeah, so it's a good game. This game's good. They're usually good in hell at Venetian. I bet 2 pair on the turn in a multi-way pot, and the Vietnamese Super Grinder pops me. And this is no joke. My 2 pair is no good at this point, and I turn it face up and fold it. And, yeah, I'm just, let's go. And then The playa told me this other kid was tight. I don't know why he told me that. And the other kid wasn't tight. The other kid played every single hand. But I think what he meant by that is that he never bluffs. And which is true for just about everyone in hell. And so anyways, I'm the button straddle with 6-3 offsuit. And, you know, it comes, people limp or whatever, and I check. Six, ace, 4-3. And they check to me. I'm not betting your ace for you guys. I've bottom pair. Let's hit two pair or trips. Well, the turn is a six. Ace, 4-3-6. And now they check to me, and I overbet my two pair because it just seems like someone has an ace, and they were waiting for me to, you know, implode. And now I am imploding now that I have them beat, and it's the tight guy, and he calls. The river's a five. So the board is ace, 3-4-6-5. And so now he checks again. I know he has an ace. I think he does. And so I bet very small, and he calls. And my hand's good. Yes. So I wrote, I make love to the dealer. It's not true, but I was very happy with the dealer giving me the best hand. I was very eager to have it, and it's nice. And I do have cocktails in me. I'm playing. I can play well sober or not sober. And yeah, my notes are better when I'm sober. But and then I'm looking back at my old game, that 1-3 game. Just, you know, just looking around the room. I want to look at that beautiful Armenian woman. And as I'm doing this, a table in between this old school Ocean's 11 reg makes eye contact with me. So it looks like I'm looking at him. So I just nod. And it's just a weird moment. And now a new dealer comes in the box. Another woman. And she is blowing her nose as she's getting in the box. And there's a lot of snot on her tissue. And it's under, you know, she pulls her mask down and she's blowing her nose, and I just see lots of snot, and it seems like it's getting everywhere. Like, she puts her tissue down, like, on the table, and, like, there's snot everywhere, and that's okay. And now, the Vietnamese super grinder bluffs some weak player, and I said, "You bluff?" And he says, "Daw, man, this is my boy," right? So, he's just, I like this guy a lot. And then he goes and talks to the beautiful Armenian woman, right? Just to say what's up. And then this dealer's name is Paris. And I wrote, her snot doesn't bother me. Soak me in it. So I have a tendency to get weird. And I said, big scramble. Which, you know, she just, it seems like she got snot all over everything. And that's what it looked like to me. And I'm not mad. I don't even care. And then her fingernails looked like jelly beans. It was... you know, from Easter, she had different, the pastel colors, and I don't know. It's a chip fill. The reason I'm writing all these dumb notes is because there's some kind of rain delay going on, right? And now I remember, oh my God, I remember this dealer, and I was, you know, I think I was telling her I loved her one night or something, which I'll do, right? It's fine. It's better than being a hater. Being a lover is better, and she, you know, it's just all in good fun, and it's not like, I don't think it's ever, like, intrusive or whatever. It's just, you know, just telling someone you love them. I don't know. And anyways, me and Vietnamese super grinder, we shoot the shit a little bit. You know, we talk man to man about some stuff. And, you know, because they're not dealing any hands. They're counting the rack. They're fucking whatever, right? And so, anyways, we're three-handed for a little bit. So Lucky's gone. He's off into the night. He booked a nice win. Good for him. And... I think Vietnamese super grinder is racking up too. And, the kid who doesn't bluff limps the small blind, and I'm the button, and I pop it with ace eight, and he calls, and it comes jack eight X, and he checks, and I bet, and he calls, and there's a flush on the flop, and the turn is an X. He checks, I bet again. I think my hand's good here. Ace 8 on Jack 8, X, 2-tone, X. And he calls, and the river's a king, and it completes the flush. And the kid who doesn't bluff puts a black chip out there. And that's significant. It's a significant. A black chip is a lot stronger than a stack of red. It just is. And anyways, I fold. And then I squeeze with 3 deuce of hearts. And I announce, this is a bad hand. You guys should call. And they fold, and I show them. And... so yeah, Vietnamese super grinder's not playing. He's just sitting there, and he's like, "You remember this dealer?" Because he was at the table last time. I was like, "Yeah, I remember her, Paris." Yeah, and so why did it get shorthanded now? It got shorthanded before dinner because everyone won because they're all awesome players, and it got shorthanded now because at midnight, the promotion ends, the high-end promotion. So people are gone, right? And I don't know, this dealer isn't the most efficient dealer. So there's plenty of time to talk, and I enjoy talking to the Vietnamese super grinder. And what happens here? Oh, iRiver. So this is interesting. This is an interesting hand. iRiver two pair in a nothing pot, or like, you know, a something pot. And I bet 35. And the tight player calls, and I turn over my hand, and I have two pair. And he has better two pair. And this dealer's not the most efficient. And so I go to write in my phone, you know, a river two pair and quote unquote tight player is better two pair. And then, you know, he's got the pot. And then I look in front of him and there's still $35. And I'm like, this is yours, man. And he says, no. And the dealer says, no. And at that point, I just shake my head. I'm the one drinking. Magically, I just have $35 in front of me. They both said no. All right. And then I missed another open-ended. I'm professional at missing open-ended and bloaters. And then I wrote, I should have never come back. And then I wrote, I should have never been born. It's a little dramatic. And it's a very soft game. And maybe things, you know, turn around. And then I miss again. And now I'm fucking buried. Yeah. And then Vietnamese Super Gunner does leave. And I promise you, this was not said in any dirty way. This was just said with a play on words. I said, all right, man, I'll see you in Paris. And he says, you first, brother. And I was like, oh, my God. That just, so, it was an accident. I wasn't trying to be weird or crude. I was just trying to, you know, use a name to say, like, whatever. And he took it to a weird place. He's a Vietnamese super grinder. Not a lot you can do there. And she didn't hear or care or whatever. It's, you know, it's after midnight in a poker room. I don't know. It's time for my worst play. Yeah. I should have a jingle for my worst play. I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I'm down a good amount. And I wrote, I have not a lot. And anyways, my worst play. Let me take a sip of coffee and look. Oh, okay, yeah. Not coffee, but Zevia. So this guy who's kind of a playa too, right? Like, there are guys who are not playas at all. They only just play straightforward, right? And there are guys who will mix it up a little bit. But really, no one's going for it, right? There are exceptions, but the rule is no. Anyways, he goes to 15, and the cat trainer calls. Who is the cat trainer? Well, it's a new player, and his girlfriend is wearing leopard skin, really provocative clothing. And so I call him the cat trainer. And she's not allowed to sit behind him, but she's allowed to sit a little way. He says, make sure you stay where I can see you. So, yeah. Anyways, he calls the 15, and I have ace king, and I go to 55. I don't mind this. I like this. This particular hand, I don't mind raising small at all. And now the guy who's kind of a playa who opened goes to 145. Okay, a four bet. And, you know, against whatever, we're 1,000 effective because I just add on to 1,000 every time. And the cat trainer folds. Okay. And so I call with ace king out of position. The extra $90. It comes queen jack X. I check. He bets $115. Call. Turn is an 8. I check. He checks. When he checks, I get a twinge. I get twinges in my head at the poker table a lot. I know he has ace king also, right? And which also makes sense from preflop. But when he checks, the way he checks, I know he has ace king also. And the river is a brick. And I just fucking check. I should take this pot. I need this pot, right? Like, I'm going to get back what? The 260 I put in there. But I need his 262 in life. And I didn't take it. And I just checked, and he had ace king also. And I wanted to throw up. And not because I was overserved. I just wanted to fucking throw up. I knew he had ace king, and I didn't do anything about it. Even though I had ace king, I just, you know, I've been in the abyss for a while. And I've, like, in poker, in gambling, in life, right? I had the coronavirus, and I cycled down hard mentally during that. I had insomnia. It sucked, right? So I have not been playing well. I know that. But the one thing I'm doing is putting in hours now. So that's good. That's how you get your rhythm back. But this, that was my worst play. I wanted to throw up. And his was suited, and he says, mine's better. And I said, I don't care. And chopped the pot. And I saw Derek GMZ when I was walking around in here, and he was in a tournament. I said, when you bag up, we'll have a beer. And then he texts me, he's bagging up with some chips. And I said, I can't have a beer, man. Game short. I'm stuck. The roll is dwindling down. I got to try and book a win. And he understood. Okay. And now, fucking cat trainer got me. Yep. So he had raised preflop, and me and the tight guy had called, and it came king 7-6. And we both called a small flop bet. And then the turn was a 4, and I was out of position, and we all checked, and there was a 3, and I bet 150 into 200, and I was bluffing. I had a pair, but I knew it was no good. And the quote-unquote tight guy folded, and the cat trainer called with 9s on king 7-6, 4-3. So not only is he good at training cats, but he's also good at calling bluffs, and he's also good at hitting and running because he's gone now too. Everyone books a little win, they're gone. It's like blackjack now. I don't know. So, so the tight guy is just this quiet Asian kid who I think deserved $35 from me, but he said no, and the dealer said no. And when you're the one that's drinking, you just say, well, I guess maybe I'm the one that's wrong. I don't know. He's very quiet. I don't know him at all. But this other guy sits down, this whale type, a bigger guy, and he tries to angle shoot the shit out of this kid, right? So he bets a turn card, and the kid has all these reds and whatever, and he throws a black out there and says, raise, right? And the dealer says, call. And he's like, no, I said raise. He's like, what? And then the guy says, no, you said call. So he's trying to angle him. And I said, no, he said raise, because he did. And the guy says, you stay out of it. I said, I won't stay out of it. And we're going across the table, and I got so... The upside of being on the grind so hard and grinding yourself to dust is you have no tolerance for fuckface. You're fuck you, right? Like, you're going to try and angle shoot this kid. I don't know him. I'm sticking up for him right now. And we went at it. The floor had to come over. And yeah. And they made the worst ruling of all time. They said it was just a call. So it's bad. And anyways, this guy was a whale. He still paid off the kid on the river. Kid obviously had something huge. And this guy had like a draw or something, or maybe a pair and a draw, and he still paid it off, and I don't know. And then I have queen jack of diamonds, and the queen jack of diamonds, and yeah, the flop came. Okay, so I've talked about a twinge I get. It's just when I know something at the table. I just know, and I know, and I know, and I just got to go with it, right? And my best play, when I called with 9-3, I didn't know. That was just based on you know, hand reading and range and whatnot. But the ace-king I knew, and I didn't follow through. Well, here, that same player, he's kind of a player, and he someone limps, and he tries the ISO, right? And people call, and I just... really think he has, like, I don't know why, I just think he has like king queen. I just do, and it's right around there, and I have king deuce offsuit, and I've actually been folding for a little bit. Things got a little quiet after I got into it with the guy trying to angle shoot the kid, and I have king deuce offsuit, and I pause and I posture a little bit, and I go to a big sizing, and he folds, and he says, I don't think we had the same hand this time. Everyone folds. And I said, nah. I said, do you have king, queen? And he says, yes. And I said, no, we did not have the same hand. So this is just, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It's just being at the table for so long and being a weirdo that's sensitive to everything and picks up on little hand movements and all that. And now the guy that was trying to angle shoot, he probably said, this guy is crazy about me. I have more to lose than him. And so he turned into a church mouse. He didn't say anything after that. And I flopped a draw against him. I bet small and he folded. Okay. And now that beautiful Armenian woman came over and said, there's a good game behind you. And I wrote, I think she likes me. It's fine. And then I wrote, if I had to describe my car distribution with two words that could serve as the name for a heavy metal band, it would be Eternal Death. So I'm kind of a baby about not running hot, aren't I? And it tells the story because I wasn't before in my career, but also I haven't run well in the last few years, and it's okay. This, you know, the story goes on. And I have, you know, Queen Jack and I defend 5 ways, and it comes ace-7-4, okay? And then I did button straddle, and I checked 4 ways, and it came 10-10-8, and I got that twinge that no one had anything. I bet and won. So this is why I should be button straddling, is because I'm going to win on 10-10-8 when no one has anything, when I have 9 deuce. And the fucking church mouse rivered me. And this is not what I wanted, but it's okay. And then I had a queen 10, and I defended 15 more, and it came 9-6-6, and I folded to someone who's not, you know, who took like a big sizing with a good hand. Okay. And now it's 1:15 a.m., and this place closes at 3. So it closes an hour and 45 minutes, and I'm wondering, can I win enough to book a win in that time? And oh shit, it's a rack fill. There's a lot of these things. They stop dealing. And then they sometimes clean the plexiglass. And I swear to God, some of the floor ladies, that they wear low shirts, and it's like a little show. Well, this was a man. It was a man show. So some man cleaning the plexiglass. And I wrote, how bad can I run? I don't know. And we're just not seeing any hands. And I wrote, it's official. I hate everyone. And then I wrote, hey, man, that's just a story. I don't know. I want to win, and I'm not winning. And my role actually could go up in flames in this session. And now, so then you play a hand or two after they count and fucking all that shit. And then they come and fill. They bring a fill for the rack, and then it's another rain delay. And I have my straddle just sitting out there again, and just finally they deal a hand. I have nothing. Sorry, Cindy, I just did that one, and I fold. And the guy who was a preflop raiser, I made a set of kings and won a nice pot, and I just wrote, good for you. And that's just what my friend Tom Middleton says. And I just decided that I'm not ending this session until I book a W or I bust my roll. Part 3. Tomorrow. Where have all the good men gone, and where are all the gods? I hope you enjoyed this drop of sessions. If you are a patron, thank you. And if you're not a patron, well, I don't know what to tell you. Huh? I'm holding out for a hero. Princess, I'm doing the outro. He's gotta be strong, and he's gotta be fast, and he's gotta be fresh from the fight. And that's a lot of stuff. I'm holding out for a hero. Princess, I know, we're trying. He's gotta be strong, he's gotta be soon, and he's gotta be larger than life. Larger than life? I guess I'm gonna need some help then. Princess, I hope the listeners go to patreon.com/DGAF poker player, because otherwise...